Bag alert, major bag alert. Oh, mailbag time, Middlecoff.
Let's get it on, baby. Woo, woo, woo.
We are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. We are brought to you by MyBookie.ag, promo code Ham and the number one.
Yeah, we are. Get your gamble on. Big weekend, guy. Get a lot of bets to be made. A lot of bets to be made.
Send us pictures of you drinking your Tito's. Check out Puesto, liquidiv.com, code Ham, 25% off.
Well, if you're a little hungover, just go to liquidiv.com, use the promo code HAM, 25% off. I can't recommend it enough. Been using all week. I'm hydrated.
Manscaped.com, code HAM, 20% off, and indeed.com/HAM. All right, John, before we dive into this, a happy birthday to a loyal listener. Okay, shout out to our guy, John, J-O-N, not with an H, J-O-N. This photo came to us from his wife, girlfriend. If she's not your wife, I mean, John, let's put a ring on it. Melissa, yeah. Who DM'd us like a month and a half ago and said, John's birthday is October 18th. He's part of the Libra crew, Haberman and Middlecoff, October birthday month. And can you guys wish him a happy birthday, October 18th. So his birthday week comes to a conclusion, John. Middlecoff, happy birthday to John, no H.
Happy birthday to John. He'd spell it like a former football coach, but you don't want to be compared to that guy. We'll just go with John Party. Is a name that comes to my mind.
Yeah,
J-O-N. Solid.
Yep.
J-O-N.
Yep.
They're all, like, are you guys in a nice pad there too? Living well.
Yeah, good fridge. Nice. Yeah. Recessed lighting.
Wood floors. White countertops.
Melissa sent us this photo. At first, it looks like, for those of you who are listening to the pod, he was taking a selfie, but you can see he's got his fingers crossed there. Maybe that looks like maybe pre Super Bowl. Maybe is what that photo was, John.
Well, or maybe it's just that Javon Kinlaw's knee doesn't fall off. could be any of those.
I hope this Buckner trade works out. Fingers crossed.
I've been thinking. You know what's crazy? Before we get into this, everyone, especially in the first round, is so excited for their draft pick. There has never been, once you make the pick, like, hell yeah. And then it could be as quickly as 4 months, could be a couple years, half of them are like, Jesus, man, if we could we get a mulligan? Could we get a mulligan? I mean, it happens to half fast. And then there are guys like Telesco that just be like, did Jesus throw me a bone on this one? Did this really happen to me? No one has had a happier draft than Telesco.
I was going to take Tua, but you know. All right, John, here we go. Mailbag time. Here's how you do it, people. You go to iTunes. You leave us a review. 5 stars. You leave us a question. Maybe you want to tell us your favorite bar. We always love when you include that in the mailbag. Or you can hit us on Facebook as well. You ready?
Yes. Born ready.
Here we go, John. This is from Todd. It says, did my beloved Raiders have any chance of landing Brady? That's Joe Brady. This is a coaching question. Brian Daboll, Eric Bieniemy is the next head coach. To me, Bieniemy makes the most sense. Similar offense. So Derek and crew only have to learn new verbiage. But it's time to build. But the team is built a lot like the Chiefs. Hopefully keep Gus Bradley and just move on. Also, John, what were you hearing about Mayock? What you were hearing about Mayock, could that have been Gruden looking for another scapegoat a la Gunther?
Do you remember right before the season, Mayock basically admitted, if we don't win, I'm going to get fired?
Yep.
I had heard from people that had no, like, you know, dog in the race. They weren't anti or pro Mayock. They thought he was going to get fired after the draft. It's truly hard to tell. Clearly, John, that 50-49 split, every single decision was John's. So I don't, like, quite understand the dynamics that you'd have to really know someone on the staff to, you know, truly tell you what was going down. But I think he's got a pretty good chance, unless Mark Davis, for whatever reason, was down on him as well. But if he was just neutral, I don't see why, if they win and they were to make the playoffs for what? The last time they made the playoffs, didn't Reggie McKenzie get an extension? Like, I mean, Mark Davis would do cartwheels to make the playoffs. So if him and Mayock are in good standing, I don't see why Mayock wouldn't get the job. I think it's way too early to know, would they just keep this guy? Would he have to go, we got to do our due diligence? Who knows?
Yeah, I think these are all good candidates. I think it is an attractive job. I think you could offer a lot of money. You know, the question I would have is, Joe Brady,
it seems pretty risky.
It seems risky. Daboll safe, Bieniemy safe-ish. Brady is LSU. What would you do if you were Joe Brady and LSU offered you the job, and the LSU job paid you, like, you know, $9 million a year.
I had read a LSU article earlier in the season when it was starting to get weird for Ed, that one thing all the people around the program knew why he left, he hated the recruiting element. Like, he's like somebody, Kyle or McVay. Yeah. He's a football nerd. He didn't like, he's not very good at faking it. So they think he's got no shot of coming back.
Yeah, he'd be I think a guy in his position would be nuts to go to college when you know, just like I think Kellen Moore would be crazy to go to college.
I don't think Scott Woodward, when you look, Chris Peterson and Jimbo's last two hires, Joe Brady doesn't really fall under that.
No, and I also think when you're LSU, I think this about USC, you can take somebody else's head coach, so go take somebody else's head coach, right? You're LSU.
You get Urban Meyer or Mike Tomlin? What if Tomlin? Mike Tomlin's just kind of over it and just like, fuck it?
Yeah.
He would get NFL jobs. Like, wouldn't the Raiders want him?
Yeah. No, I know. But if you were him, you wouldn't leave the Steelers for the Raiders. But if you wanted a change of pace, maybe you'd go to LSU. I think
that would
Derek
be sweet. That's my hope.
But I also think this, if you're any of these guys, if you're Bieniemy, Dable, or Brady, you're like, well, is Derek Carr getting extended?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge variable in the whole. But again, that's where I think you got to watch the season play out and see how he plays specifically. Because if he plays well, he's not going anywhere. Yeah. You can't.
I would just want that assurance.
You can't upgrade.
If I'm the coach, I would want to know that you're going to pay him whatever is necessary to keep him around.
Obviously, luckily, Derek doesn't want to leave, right?
No, rather die. Next up, John, from Delta College Center. Great pod, incredible chemistry, longtime buddies and colleagues, NFL and barrier-centric, with some golf talk on the side. Check it out. For the podcast, I've been such a big fan and defender of Kyle, but that's predicated on him being the genius who can consistently scheme up advantages, making poor talent solid, solid talent good, and good talent great. At what point does his reputation start being questioned? One good year out of five. I know John keeps saying he's having a bad year play calling, but this can't continue. How does a coach change his approach to get better results? If McVay, his one-time understudy, is his contemporary, he is getting dominated. Barr's suggestion: Rick House at 246 Kearney Street in San Francisco. Incredible cocktails. Keep up the good work.
You ever been there?
No. I appreciate the address, though.
I do, too.
Rick House. She's a Rick House.
Where's Kearney Street?
Kearney's downtown.
Gotcha.
At what point does Shanahan's reputation begin to be questioned?
Well, I mean, I'd say it'd take a hit this last three-game stretch. Really,
it has taken
month.
A hit, yeah. I think it would really, where it really would be purposeful, like where it would matter, is once Trey Lance starts playing consistently.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but it's this like would this, be this. This is a week, you know, with Jimmy Garoppolo off a bye, like a home game, you should be able to win it. You're favored, right? You just need to win a game, and everyone will take a deep breath. Just win a fucking game.
No doubt, but in terms of like a conversation about his reputation that matters, that really matters, that's like, is his job, is he losing his job? To me, that conversation starts when Trey Lance, I mean, it's happening already, but Trey Lance, his handpicked quarterback, being the starting quarterback for the 49ers.
I would say, though, he'd go in with bad vibes, you know, to that experiment.
Yeah. No doubt. If they have, you're saying if they're like, Jimmy's the quarterback this year and they missed the playoffs.
Yeah, like you go six and 11 and Trey's injured and it's like, what the hell was that? You got no first round pick.
Yep. Heads are falling off. Yeah. Trent, really love the pod, especially with local ties to Sacramento, being raised in Yuba, one hour south of Sac, then graduating from Fresno State in 2018. Best bar, clearly, Doghouse Grill in Fresno. Exceptional food, great atmosphere, and excellent bar selection, including Tito's. Mailbag question. Now that Gruden is out, what do you think the future is for Derek Carr? Clearly, Derek is the only stability the Raiders have had for years now. Do you think they extend him long-term? How many games will the Raiders have to win for him to get an extension, knowing they'll have a new coach who might want to go another direction?
Who's the most famous resident of Yuba?
The most famous resident of Yuba?
To make it out of Yuba.
Oh, it's a...
There's a football coach.
No, pretty I don't good. Know. Who?
Chris Peterson's from Yuba City.
Oh! That's not who I was going to. I was going to say Max Stassi.
My dad was player. Good friends with the Stassis.
I don't think I have. To me, Derek is not going anywhere. He's getting extended long term. He is. No coach would want to mess with changing quarterbacks. Mark Davis wants no part of changing quarterbacks. There's no reason to change quarterback at this point. I don't see how he's not extended.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a lot's changed, obviously, the move, but they balked and they hesitated and they ultimately said no to paying Khalil Mack $90 million. Derek's rate right now as a free agent, what's Derek getting? Minimum 150 40. Million guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
So it's
We know the free agent rate and.
But I'm just saying, like an extension this offseason, I'd say it would feel very team friendly at $130 million guaranteed.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So he's going to be very, very expensive for a team that, you know, has had some issues in the past. And you know, in reports, Mark Davis does not have just extra income. Obviously, 2020 was, they took a pretty big hit, and it's only 1 year into this. Could be a little more complicated. Now, they have an extra year to play with, right? He's still cheap this upcoming, in 2022. Like, they don't have to extend him this offseason.
Yeah, and I believe him when he says he doesn't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Which works in their favor.
I would say most players in Derek's position, though, would not have to play the final year of his contract, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, like, would you, if I said to you it comes to that, is Derek sitting out, like, camp or something?
Oh, no. You're lucky that he's so nice.
Chance. Question.
I don't know. His agent might, I mean, really pressure him to do it. I don't know if he would.
Chance says, what do you think the best record the Niners could get with Jimmy Garoppolo starting the rest of the season? He seems to hit a stride in the second half of the 2019 year. And that number is that number higher or lower than what Trey Lance, a quarterback, would do? I tried Puesto and Irving CA. It was amazing.
Okay, yeah, well.
Open up the schedule. Let's go.
Okay, you win this weekend. You're 3-3, and you just, it feels like you're not dead, right? Then you get the Bears in Chicago, probably coming off an ass-kicking to Tampa. You know, you should beat the Bears. So let's say 4-3. Then you get a rematch with those pesky Cardinals who, hell, shit, by that time might be like 9-0 in Levi's. You know, you just got to throw the kitchen sink because you just got this back-to-back games of if you're 4-3 after the Bears game, Cardinals, Rams, both at home.
Right.
Can you go 1-1 in those two games and then all of a sudden be 5-4? Then you get this stretch of Jags, Vikings, Seattle, Cincy, Falcons, Titans, Texans. Like I think you could get to 10 wins, but to me, you have to win these next two games. It's a little bit like the first 2 weeks. Like you have to win those. Like you got to win these next two games to have a fighting chance.
Yeah, and I don't know that which quarterback is. It's hard to predict what they would be with Trey Lance. I think they could win with Trey Lance. It'd be different. But I don't know that. Like at this point, I think they'd win less games. I don't think they'd win. I wouldn't predict, at least as I go through, less wins with Trey Lance, because I do think what you'd get is a guy, you add a dynamic to your offense with his run game, and you would get a guy that I think should get better as the year goes on. So I don't think that conversation changes the one you just went through, whether it's Trey Lance or Jimmy Garoppolo. Like either way, there's a lot of other good players on the team, good defense. You got to be able to run the ball, Kyle Shanahan, right? Like, it doesn't change dramatically for me with whether it's Trey or Garoppolo. Like Garoppolo should be able to beat the Colts and the Bears, right?
Yeah.
And
he's also liable to throw three
100%
in two games.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, he's beaten the Cardinals and the Rams before, so it doesn't
exactly.
Good question. Next up, Kevin from Eagle Point, Oregon says, favorite bar is Bricktown Brewery in Medford, Oregon. The grand reopening is the end of this month. I have two questions. Did you see the Ayuk situation? Do you see the Ayuk situation working out like Vernon Davis and Singletary or more like Pettis? Also, is Kittle an injured guy? I love the way the guy plays. He plays hard, puts it all out there. But him being out a good portion of the year is hurting this offense in both the run and pass game. Love the pod. Been a listener since the 95.7 days. Tito's promo code HAM. P.S. Need to bring Papa back on the pod for a show.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, by the time this mailbag is out, you know that Greg was on the show yesterday. So this isn't really an announcement because the show is being recorded, not live. But there you go. But there was some technical issue and Papa didn't come on, which I guess is possible. We'll find out in about 20 minutes when we talk to him.
I don't know if Ayuk has the upside. Like the Vernon ceiling when he was on was right a top two or three tight end in the league. And on any given day could be a top two or three player on the field every game he played in. Like once he hit his stride for a couple of years, it was... I mean, he's borderline all-time unique player, right? He was a 4-3 tight end that weighed 250 pounds, could block. Now, his knock, he didn't actually have great hands, but he was so fucking fast. at a time when linebackers, people forget, like, there were a lot less Fred Warners in 2010 than there are now. So, like, he was going up against, like, 4'8", big, strong guys, and Vern's like, whoop, flying by. But to me, Ayuk's on the Vernon side of things, not on the Pettis side of things.
Based on just what we've seen in production.
Didn't you tweet out a couple days ago that a picture of the catch he had against Arizona, and there were seven guys around him, and somehow he still got 14 yards?
That was like a second and 25. That was the ball that was very contested. You know what I'm talking about?
Kind of almost like one hand, right?
Like, yeah, just like back, just kind of grabbed it, and it was a hell of a throw by the 49ers quarterback at the time, Trey Lance.
I actually do think there are probably some parallels if, you know, we truly knew more, and they've done a really good job of not letting out because they don't want to crush the kid. You know, what was the knock on Vernon? Just kind of maturity and just focus and what it takes. And, you know, I think Kyle and John have kind of the same vibe. They're just, say what you want about Singletary, that move worked, right? They didn't like, you know, you just got to be a little better. No, Mike's like, go to the fucking locker room. You know, I think people would appreciate that.
They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And, of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM.
I got to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock. I've spent years trying to upgrade my security system at the house with one of those big name companies that, I'll be honest, sucks. I got the Eufy Video Lock, and it's an automatic improvement. That's Eufy, E-U-F-Y, Video Lock. It's easy to install, just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. And now I've got the keyless entry. I always go for walks. I don't want to take keys. I hate stuff in my pockets. I go without the keys. The fingerprint recognition lets me in less than 1 second. There's no monthly fees. You have your recordings locally. You never have to pay for storage. I love knowing that doorbell ring was just a delivery. I don't have to jump up and get it. Or if I'm out of town, I can look, I can see the landing in front of the door and tell the neighbor, hey, do you mind swinging by and picking up something? I love the 3-in-1 video smart lock from Eufy, and you will too. So search Eufy Video Lock, EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This is from AZ Steve. Always enjoy the pod, even if you are SF Bay Area centric, Arizona sports fan here. You end up talking about our rivals, but you guys still make it fun. Totally understand Middlecoff's skepticism of Cliff Kingsbury, but does the fact that the Cards dog walked, pun intended, the Browns on the road without him help or hurt your perspective? LOL. So the fact that the Browns kicked the Cardinals kicked the Browns ass without Cliff, does that help or hurt?
You don't hear dog walk that often.
No,
more like curb stomped, yep. Molly whopped are my two go-tos. I do like dog walk. One guy who's proven, and listen, I like this guy. I don't know him personally, but just, you know, I saw what he did when Harbaugh, when he hired Arians. Like, this guy's proven he can land players, draft players, and build teams. Steve Kine's pretty good. Like, he has drafted a lot of impact players over the years, right? From Patrick Peterson to Buda Bakers to Byron Murphy's. Like, I just think he's good. Like, if I had to pick one, if I was an NFL owner, Kingsbury or Kime, I would pick Kime immediately. Like, I think Kime has a long track record of the pivot he made off his coach, even though that was a mistake, and he was lucky that his owner likes him a lot. But I think it speaks more like Kime, to me, is closer to being an upper echelon GM than Cliff is an upper echelon coach, though Cliff's doing a good job this year.
I think when you're in charge of an operation and that operation performs in your absence well, it's a positive reflection of you. I don't think it's a negative reflection of Cliff Kingsbury that they played well without him. I think it's a positive reflection of him that the system that he built was able to carry on without him for a game. You know, when Saban's out last year and Sark looks good, is that a reflection of Sark or is it a reflection of Nick? Did Sark spend the week replacing everything that Nick did? No, it's Nick's system that is built to survive if you remove a piece. That's the best kind of system.
Did you read Albert Breer's Monday Morning Quarterback this week?
No.
He opened up with what happened because he tested positive on like Friday afternoon, and Friday in the NFL is like after practice, you know, it's usually right around lunch. Everyone bolts, coaches, players, you go home, right? Because it's been a long week.
Yeah.
Well, he tests positive or finds out he does and realizes I'm not going to be able to travel. So he calls his guys, Vance Joseph, who he lets him know, but he calls his offensive staff and he's like, listen, this sucks, but I'm going to need you to go back to the office and we're going to walk through some shit. It was pretty impressive. And they just kind of broke it up. And it was like, he's not an idiot. My issue with him is his offense, not like the guy or any story I've ever heard about his like credibility as a worker. It's just, I just fundamentally, and I know you do too, I'm not big on the offense.
Yeah.
But like the guy, I don't view Cliff Kingsbury like a Tom Sula or a Singletary. Like I think he's a sharp guy. I just don't like the offense guy.
I know. But he's got a good quarterback. I can't wait for USC to change its offense, John. This one comes up. Fun Bar in Binghamton, New York is Old Union Hotel. They have the best wings. This is Luis. I'm writing this from the comfort of my American Giant shirt and my Overland slippers while rocking my Fighting Ham hat. Almost forgot my wine. I almost forgot the wine I got my girlfriend and my Tito's infusion. Okay, now the question. Do you like the Cowboys to be a favorite out of the East, aside from Tampa taking up one of those front running spots? They seem cohesive. Diggs is a great pick. Seems like a lot better place for the Cowboys than before the season. I remember the videos you guys made about them on Hard Knocks. It seemed like it was going to be a struggle. Love the podcast. You guys are blue collar podcasters. So got to give up, give us your flowers. Thanks for the content. Do you like the Cowboys to be a favorite out of one of the favorites out of the NFC along with Tampa?
Give your take first. Cause I was going to find this stat. I just didn't want to screw it up. Okay.
Yeah, Packers did. Yeah, I do. I mean, a favorite. I think offensively they're obviously superior. They're better than I expected them to be. They're scoring more points than anybody. My question is, when it comes down to nut cutting time, John, and you're not going to be just outscoring everybody. We're talking about like winning a Super Bowl. You know, I don't know that they can find the ways. Are they going to find ways to win and score in lower scoring close games? But yeah, I've changed my mind on them a little bit. But you know, in the end, I like Tampa more, but after Tampa, I think there's a fall off.
I think you'd be hard.
And the Rams, sorry.
A non-quarterback pick to find a better first two picks the last handful of years. So you can't include a quarterback because obviously a quarterback trumps it all. But just first round, second round, then the Cowboys 2020, CeeDee Lamb, Trayvon Diggs. Like those are your first two picks. Like what would the Niners do to have like those two impact? Do you know that Trayvon Diggs in 2021 has one less catch than Brandon Ayuk?
What a stat.
One less catch. He's got seven picks, and Ayuk has eight catches.
He also has seven picks in mid-October?
Well, he has one more touchdown than him, too, because he has two pick sixes. So, yeah, I don't know. Well, because, guy, he's had every game he's had a pick, and one game he had two. I mean, he's had several pick sixes. I mean, I read somewhere, maybe it was a fan DM me, was like, you know, I think we're overrating Diggs a little bit. You check his PFF coverage numbers. He's given up some touchdowns. Well, yeah, when you could say, hey, will you take a corner that averages a pick a game and every four picks will get a pick six for a guy that gives up, you know, a touchdown here and there? Like, yeah, I would.
Yeah, I mean, they went right at him right after the pick six last week.
But the safety would have tackled him.
I didn't think, I'd have to watch it again. Maybe I'm wrong. I didn't think he like went for the ball necessarily and miss, like it kind of looked live action, but wow, that's a hell of a stat, John.
The NFC is shaping up.
Oh yeah. What's your answer?
Well, I would say, yeah, I think Cowboys are the real deal. The NFL, can you imagine the NFC storylines of Brady, Rodgers, Cowboys, Rams, and Stafford?
Yeah,
I mean, just the Cardinals are the biggest, smallest market, you know, in terms of the group. But I mean, Kyle, they're going to be sweet. Yeah, I mean, they are going to have some just holy moly.
Yeah,
you think Fox made a good decision buying the NFC rights back in '93?
Okay, M. Dan says, "What's up, guys? Love the show. Appreciate all the good Niner talk. What are your opinions on Shanahan and Lynch as personnel guys? They have had a more than spotty draft record, especially in the first round. Missed big on Brady. Well, I believe Lance will pan out eventually. His development timeline does not match with this roster Super Bowl window, if that even exists. Would love to hear your thoughts. Go Niners."
Yeah, man. I the 2020 first round is a killer because they had multiple first round picks. And like I said, one guy has less catches, or I mean one more catch than a corner. And the other guy's knee is a major problem. I saw Kyle this week was like, you know, we just got to figure out his knees. He can become like that is not, you know, sometimes it's like, hey, we just missed on the player. It sucks. And we talk shit and fans rip you. But it's like, okay, hasn't that happened to everyone from Vince Lombardi to Bill Walsh to John Lynch? Like everyone missed on picks. But to me, when it's like, well, this guy could be good, but he's got a degenerate knee or a knee issue. Like that's just, it's like, well, it just fixed itself. Like the shitty part about Kinlaw, that's just not going away, right? That's just, it's not like next year it's like, oh, the knee's all good. He's just healthy as a horse. That's what sucks.
Yeah. This whole thing hinges on Trey Lance, like the answer to this question. Because if they nailed the pick and he turns out to be a franchise quarterback, then you look back and go, they drafted Deebo Samuel, Fred Warner, George Kittle. And the franchise quarterback, like you would take that over
Nick Bosa, it wasn't a hard pick, but he's on the team.
Yeah, they made the pick, so you would take that right over a five draft stretch. It's just what makes it nuts is that, you know, two of those guys, one was a second rounder, one was a fifth rounder, but Ayuk, the Kinlaw thing is Ayuk has got to be. They got to figure out you got.
Part of being a really good team, though, guy, like part of the reason the Bills are good, obviously Josh stirs the drink. Like he's become a star and he's, but think how many other, like they got, like they used a first round pick 22, Stephon Diggs, boom, he's sweet, right? They use other picks and they hit on play, like impact players. Dawson Knox, I think, was a relatively high pick, if I remember, third round. But like you did hit on other first round picks around Josh.
Yeah.
That to me is like, you can only do so much. Like part of Mahomes' greatness is he has other elite players to throw to. You know, like that's why Ayuk, you're right. To me, Ayuk is very.
Because important. Ayuk's on the same timeline as Trey Lance, right? Like Fred Warner's not.
I mean, but Fred can play five more years. So he'll be right there.
But Kittle's, I'm just saying, like, Ayuk's on the same timeline.
I do think you want to pounce, though, on the rookie contract. And those guys are all on that timeline.
And finally, the Patrick Mahomes family. This is a Niners question, but I just need to ask. What do you guys think of Jackson Mahomes, Patrick's brother, and Brittany Matthews, his fiance? Are they married now? I don't know if you guys heard about it, Jackson made a TikTok dancing on Sean Taylor's number. There's another video of him pouring water on a Ravens fan after the Chiefs lost. Brittany isn't that great either. She was tweeting up a storm during the Bills-Chiefs game. When a lifelong Chiefs fan responded to her and respectfully asked her to stop, Brittany responded to the fan telling her to shut up. Not ideal. I don't like to family tweeting. It to me is just like, I don't hold family members to any standard when it comes to tweeting about anything.
I'm with you. I just don't see what you're supposed to do. Like he's got a crazy brother who does the TikTok videos. Like, what the fuck? He can tell him no, but what if he doesn't even care? What if to him, it's like, I don't even notice, you know?
Yeah.
The other thing is, we're on social media. What if he's not really? Even though he tweets when he watches games. I mean, he knows it's going on. But he's not the guy's fucking dad. He can't stop the guy. I just don't blame Patrick Mahomes for your wife to calm down, I guess.
The question
but
is...
That could cause problems. Does she want
it? It definitely could. Yeah, it definitely could.
Stop
supporting me. Huh?
I mean, they have a child together now, so it's like, you got to be careful.
Yeah, the brother, didn't everybody who was behind the rope step on the 21?
See, you said that, but I thought I thought that was boxed off and he had made his way in there.
If that's
Yeah. But what am I supposed to say about Patrick Mahomes that his brother's an idiot, you know?
What do you mean? Oh, you saying does it reflect on Patrick?
Yeah, to me it doesn't.
No, but I do think, not that I care about
Aisha. Aisha used
asked.
To say crazy things on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes star athletes can become, or famous people can become like a little micro economy for the people around them, right? And clearly, His brother. I don't know what Brittany is. Brittany making money. Brittany's just supporting. I put him in two different categories, I guess. I hate talking about it.
Well, just because, like, what the fuck? Like, we all deal with family members who are out there, right? In some form or fashion. Hell, we might be that person. You can't control other people. I know in 2021, everything you can control everyone. You can't. To me, the wife thing, you know, listen, anyone that shares a bed with someone else knows this can be complicated.
Yeah, I think, brother, I'm just saying when you're the micro economy, you do have the pull to be like, hey, you can't do that, or can't, not to your wife, but to your brother. But then he, you know, Jackson's big enough now, like he's his own entity. He's his own micro economy.
Well, I saw also his mom was tweeting on the Tyreek Hill pick that became, or I mean, a ball to him that became a pick. Like, this bullshit shouldn't be a pick. That should be a fumble. The teammate, it's like, oh.
Yeah,
again,
I can't.
That's his mom. I don't give a fuck. I just truly do not give a shit about the family.
I don't have them in my timeline because
I don't either.
I know.
You just hear it.
We got to ask the question, so we had to answer. Them's the rules here on the mailbag. Thanks for participating in the Haberman and Middlecoff mailbag, y'all. Later.
You think
have a great
weekend. Should he just go Aaron Rodgers and just, you know, demote his entire family?
Would they like have a? Still, one of the most awkward things that has ever happened in television is The Bachelor just having an empty seat for Aaron Rodgers, like he might show up at dinner that night. So weird.
That helped justify to everyone to be on Aaron Rodgers' side.
That's so weird.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.